You're listening to State of the News on WFPL. I'm Rick Hallett, and we're going to turn our attention now to some religious news and issues. And joining us is Peter Smith, who writes about religion for the Courier-Journal. Peter, welcome back.
Good to be here.
Well, let's start with the Archdiocese of Louisville and Archbishop Joseph Kurtz. He made a trip recently to the Vatican to meet with Pope Benedict. Any indication as what they talked about?
Nothing in great depth. This is a routine visit that bishops make. Every bishop makes a trip, usually in company with a group of other bishops every 5 years, called an ad limina visit. It's basically a state of the diocese. They give an update to the Pope. They also meet with various other leaders of various congregations in the Vatican and go on various pilgrimage sites. He's actually back there again, made another return trip, this time to witness the making of some new cardinals tomorrow. Kurtz is vice president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, and the president is the Archbishop of New York City. He'll be made a cardinal tomorrow.
Father Kurtz is not in line at this point to
not
be a cardinal,
point.
But there has been talk that he's a good prospect, I guess.
If he were to go to a larger archdiocese,
yeah.
Not being in Louisville.
And we have, 200,000 members in Louisville, but Chicago, for example, is up in the millions, so
right.
He would have to be at a larger denomination. You also reported recently that that Archbishop Kurtz kind of reiterated his position on outdoor weddings for Catholics. I didn't know that they had this rule, but you must get married inside the church.
His view is, or what he says is the church teaching, is that a marriage is, it's a sacrament. It's making a pledge not just to each other, but to the community. And as he said, if they have children, it's also kind of a pledge going forward to them, a very solemn commitment. And so he said it should be done in a sacred place, a public place, which would mean in a church, not on a beach or not in a hot air balloon. He brought up some of these alternatives in a recent broadcast that he does each month on the Archdiocese's website and on the local faith channel. And he said, these are very popular for people. Maybe they have good intentions, but that's not the way we do things.
I come to think of it, having grown up Catholic, I don't recall ever being at an outdoor wedding, Catholic wedding. So.
And I don't ever recall going to one now that you mention it.
And I've never been to one in a hot air balloon, for that matter, either, right. Catholic or otherwise.
So. And I have.
Oh, you have, really?
Yes, I have.
Oh, I bet that was an adventure.
Yes, well, I was on the ground.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's turn our attention to the Presbyterian Church. You've also reported recently that there is a new Presbyterian denomination. Now, is this affiliated with the Louisville-based Presbyterian Church USA, or is this someone who has split off?
It would be disaffiliating from the Louisville-based Presbyterian Church USA, which is the kind of the main trunk of Presbyterianism in the United States, has about 2 million members, and as they will lament, steadily declining. For years had theological battles between, particularly between liberals and conservatives, over a variety of issues, but it always front and center has been the debate over the role of gays and lesbians in the church, whether the church should ordain them and or bless their unions or weddings. And this was debated for decades. And finally, last year, the denomination, there were enough regional presbyteries that approved a constitutional amendment that changed the policy to allow gays and lesbians who are in same-sex relationships to be ordained. They still have not settled the issue of gay marriage, but that is already being debated and has been, but it's sure to come up again. In response, a number of conservative congregations are organizing, and the what they're trying to do is sort of organize a couple of options for disaffected churches. One is a fellowship that would sort of have one foot in the denomination and one foot out. So if a church said, well, we don't like the way the denomination is going, but we don't want to leave, they would have this fellowship as sort of an alternative way of relating to the wider body of Presbyterians without actually having to leave the denomination. And for those that do want to leave, they set up a new denomination, the Evangelical Covenant Order of Presbyterians, which would be not the first splinter denomination. There have been other splits from the main branch of Presbyterianism. There's the Presbyterian Church in America, the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, which broke off at different times. And a number of congregations have already left for those denominations. This one would be a little different. It would be a little more affirming of women in ministry and of kind of the current theological statements of the Presbyterian Church, but separate on issues such as gay ordination.
Is this group based in Florida, or is this just where the it was established?
That's where it was announced and established at a big conference in Orlando several weeks ago. A lot of the organizing is taking place actually right here in Louisville through a group called Presbyterians for Renewal, which has been active for years as conservative advocacy and also kind of fellowship within the denomination, and now they're active in this effort as well.
You also reported that there's a possible compromise, for lack of a better term, to accommodate an Amish group that has refused to use state-mandated safety triangles on their horse-drawn buggies.
That seems to be going through with a lot of broad-based support. The issue is that there is one branch of the Amish that, for theological reasons, refuses to use the bright triangle, which is the state-mandated emblem for slow-moving vehicles. And there's legislation that passed the Senate unanimously that would allow them instead to use reflective tape on the rear and on the sides and the front of the buggy to make it visible to headlights from quite a distance. That's similar to compromise measures allowed in other states where there are large Amish populations, and Kentucky's population is growing. So that's pending now in the House. There's also a pending Supreme Court case that would also challenge the constitutionality of the law that mandates the use of the triangle.
What is it about the triangle that they find objectionable?
One is that it's a symbol, period, and trusting in any man-made symbol is something they don't want to do. Another is some of them view the triangle as a symbol of the Holy Trinity, so it's not only a symbol but to them a graven image. And then third, it's bright, and they have a modesty code against using bright colors, wearing them, furnishing with them.
Well, some of them have been hauled into court and prosecuted for this. What is the status of those cases?
Well, I believe no one is in jail right now, but yeah, there have been, particularly there were two waves of cases in Graves County, where several of them spent anywhere between, I believe, 3 to 13 days in jail. And there have been a scattering of other cases in Grayson and Logan counties, and they've continued to prosecute these cases even as this legislation and the Supreme Court case have moved forward.
All right. Peter Smith writes about religion and related issues for the Courier-Journal. Peter, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.